Isaiah, chapter 29. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt! Add year to year, let feasts run their cycle. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will encamp against you round about, and will lay siege against you with a mount, and I will raise sigworks against you. And you shall be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and your speech shall be low out of the dust, and your voice shall be, as of one that is a medium, out of the ground, and your speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of your foes shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be like chaff that passes away, yea, it shall be in an instant, suddenly. You shall be visited by the Lord of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her fortress, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and, behold, eats, but he awakes, and his soul is empty, or as when a thirsty man dreams, and, behold, he drinks, but he awakes, and, behold, he is faint, and his soul has appetite, so shall the multitude of all the nations be, that fight against Mount Zion. Stop, and wonder, cry you out, and cry, they are drunken, but not with wine, they stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers as he covered. And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I am not learned. Therefore the Lord said, since this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that go the depths to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us? And who knows us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the thing made say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he had no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity, and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless one is brought to nothing, and the scoffer is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. That make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproves in the gate, and turn aside the jest for a thing of nothing. Therefore thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine.